Ketanji Brown Jackson grew up in a middle-class suburb of Miami, where both parents worked as school teachers, and where she made a name for herself at debate competitions by writing her name, Ketanji, on the chalkboard for all to see.
She would have to speak before largely white audiences and had to sort of bridge that gap and convey to them instantaneously, in case there was any subtle bias or just lack of familiarity with her, just starting from her name.
Stephen Rosenthal was Jackson's classmate from an early age. He says he never doubted that one day his charismatic friend would achieve these heights.
So she just drew people toward her, and people wanted to support her and respected her. So she just had all the tools, in addition to being brilliant, to succeed in whatever she chose to do.
Jackson has been a federal judge for 9 years and currently sits on the D.C. Court of Appeals. She's issued about 500 opinions, but none on the hot-button issues of abortion, gun rights, and freedom of religion. She did gain fame in 2019 when she blocked President Trump from shielding former White House counsel Don McGahn from testifying before Congress, writing, "Presidents are not kings."
Judge Jackson deserves to be confirmed as the next justice of the Supreme Court.
Some Republicans have accused Jackson of being the favored choice of far-left groups, but the same Senate confirmed her to her appeals court position a year ago with support from three Republicans. Jackson would replace another liberal, Stephen Breyer, the justice she once clerked for, and she would be the first Black woman to join the U.S. Supreme Court.
I can only hope that my life and career, my love of this country and the Constitution, and my commitment to upholding the rule of law and the sacred principles upon which this great nation was founded will inspire future generations of Americans.
Even me, when I think about myself as a lawyer, I didn't have many people to look up to that looked like I did. And so I think for young girls to be able to look at Justice Jackson and see where she is and how far she's come is really, really going to be an important moment.
Jackson has seen her future clearly since high school, telling a yearbook editor she wanted to go into law and eventually have a judicial appointment. Now, on the brink of being appointed to the highest court in the land, she's also serving as inspiration for many. Heidi Jo Castro, Al Jazeera, Washington.